Blog Talk Radio.
What up, my peoples? Welcome to One in the Spirit. I'm your host, Vaughn Robert. Happy Friday to you. Yeah. Pleasure to be back amongst you on a Friday again. So some of you guys who are regular followers, and granted, I don't know who you are, but I'm thankful for you. Might be wondering, hey, I thought my man said he wasn't going to call it the Friday night hangout no more. Well, that was true. Though at the time I didn't know what I would actually call the Friday night installment of One in the Spirit, I just felt like I was where to go, really, with the titling. You know, it's always been weird titling for the Friday installments of One in the Spirit. That said, I no clue. But what happened was I was taking a look at the stats for the show over the last month or so, and you know what? It's just an intuition that I just feel like you guys did not appreciate that, me changing that title. Because once I started calling it the Friday Night Hangout, I had a lot of, listen. You know, I started hinting at, hey, no Friday Night Hangout, call it something else. I just, felt intuitively in my spirit that that wasn't that look. Again, this is the show where you're the cause, I'm the effect. Thank you for giving me something cool to do. And as such, it's actually the Friday night hangout. I just go in and put a date on it. That way, hey, what a get at. So that settles that one. Happy Friday, my people. How you guys doing out there? And again, I do not have a problem letting you know this, that you guys I would have been off, but I volunteered tonight, so I had to do the show a little bit earlier again, So hey, I had to do a little earlier. That said, we are here on the Friday night. Hang on, let me let you know the direction I'm going on here. Actually, let me tell you a little story before I get started on tonight's subject matter. As you guys know, I call in on other blog talk shows. You know, it's a beautiful thing when you understand how you're being led into certain avenues of things, getting to. Don't worry about that sound in the background. That's the coffee pot. Ah, yeah, my life is one of interest, my people. It's for real. Well, anyway, I call in on a few other blog talk shows. And you guys know, because, the shows that I do, I every now and again I hit on some astrology. Every now and again I hit on some numerology. They kind of fit really good with the law of attraction thing that I do on Sundays. That said, I was telling you guys a couple of weeks ago, I see 11 all the time. In some way, shape, or fashion, I see the number 11. That has not stopped. So what happens is, if you are a follower of the show, that means you actually create an account to become a follower of One in the Spirit, then actually, even if you don't have a show, you actually have to create a profile if you actually want to be an active follower. When I mean not following, but like you can get on the show through Twitter or Facebook or something like that. You can listen to it and not actually go to Blog Talk and be an actual follower. You know what I'm saying? And where you actually did something on the computer and you become a follower. Now, this may not necessarily be the case, but if you're going to be a follower, if you're a follower of the show, if you click follow on my profile and you show up as a follower, Well, what happens at this particular point, anytime you do anything on the site, my dashboard lets me know. And let me take this time out to give thanks to one of my followers. I actually messaged her on went to her site because I told you guys I love astrology, I love numerology, and this one person named Katie B, whoever you are, if you're listening to the show right now, whenever you do listen to it, thank you, because it's due to this young lady that I've actually got on to two shows that actually help me out in what I do. Now, the reason, if you don't know me, it's like I say, it's the show where your host is all over the map talking about one subject. That's me. I know it sounds cool, you know, it's like comical. Yeah, it's all right. Yeah, it's actually the truest thing I ever wrote. Man, I do that thing, son. I'm all over, so it kind of helps balance me. Now, I do recognize, you know, by providence and divine, you know, direction and things of this nature, that, yeah, something is actually trying to get me in that area, which says to me I need to focus a lot of things, which is one of the things why I keep seeing at 11, you know what I'm saying? But I got on a show this past week. If you guys get a chance to check it out, go check it out. It's actually called Angelic Realms. So, you know, I was going through my dashboard checking my stats earlier this week. And I'm like, yeah, let me go check that out real quick. What are they talking about? Turns out it has got to do with angel numbers and numerology and things of this nature. I've been looking for a show with numerology. I know something about numerology, but I'm by no means yet an expert on this subject. As I said, yet, I love that. If you give me if I didn't have to do what I had to do, like I'm going to go hit this lick tonight, you know, so I can keep the gravy train rolling up in here, I would be sitting around in here. The TV is off. You understand? I'd be getting it. Numerology, something of that nature. Stuff like I'm going to talk about tonight, the law of one, you know, things of this nature. I will do that. So as a word, it doesn't matter, you know, as long as you're trying to get the things, the situation, the law of attraction, the universe will bring things to you where you are able to understand them or wherever you are right at that particular time. You know, it's like they say, the saying they say, if you take one step toward God, God will take two steps towards you. It's kind of like that. As I'm a little bit scrambled, I'm not as scrambled as I used to be, though, to be honest with you. I used to be, I mean, when I say I'm all over the map, it's just not, what? Man, what I like to say, I ain't never seen knowledge that I ain't like. And thus, yeah. It is what it is, but I got on this show, and you know, I've done numerology a couple of times on the Sunday version, you know, to show because, you know, how things are set up as within, so without. Numbers are a great way to show you things. I've actually pointed out things where we do things and why things manifest in our lives. Now, I do always say, you know, the secret is not a secret. The secret actually is that you were doing what the secret is saying at every measurable increment of time. I always say this to you. That said, ladies and gentlemen, it's you know, I've done that on the numbers, but to me, there was a couple of things, like I was telling you, what the 11th? Now, I always tell you guys, if I want to know something genuinely, some way, somehow, it is going to find me. Now, I kept telling you guys, I've said this for like 3 weeks. I've been going for this a little bit over a month now. Well, I'm seeing 11. I saw it. I'm telling you, I see it on a regular basis. Like 11, 11, 11. It's like, oh, man, what is it actually saying? But I'm not stressed over this because I know, firstly, I recognize that something is somehow or another something that's being communicated to me. Exactly what, I don't know. I don't smoke, I don't drink, none of that, you know what I'm saying? So I'm, you know, I'm exercising. I'm putting it all together. You know, because I'm actually, you know, whatever it is trying to communicate with me, it actually wants to. It actually knows it has my attention, so it keeps giving it to me. So it knows that I am right there, so it keeps communicating with me. So I come across these, you know, this show, and I listened to an archive show, so I actually stayed up one day. This was like yesterday. I'm a little bit egged for some reason with whatever the hell does what it does, because I'm like, look, man, I'm on the show. I had the phone just hangs up on me twice. Calls just drop. Oh, I'm so egged. You son of a... Oh, my God, I can't even express it. But I did get some... I did get a lot, I should say. I'm going to say some. I got a lot of... see, right now, I'm looking at the clock. It is 7:40 on one of the clocks where I am right now. 7 plus 4 is 11. I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen. It's not like I'm just sitting there waiting, 7:39, but I will look up and it's right there. Turns out, let me give you a quick thing about numerology. Numerology, everything is 0 to 9, nothing greater than 9. If anything is greater than 9, you have to do what's called reduce it. So say if you have a sum of numbers that is 15, 15 technically greater is greater than 9, even though I just said 0, 9, nothing greater than 9. But if you go into a store, you want something that's $15, well, look here, Mr. Clerk, I got number $9. You hating the kin folk. They don't play credit no more like in the old days. My mama says she gonna hit you when her check. No, none of that no more. It's all bad. So if you come up with a number, say 15, have to do what's called reduce it. You got a 1 and you have a 5 in that 15. Even if it was 51, you have a 5 and you have a 1. Combine them. 1 plus 5 is 6. That slips that up under 9. You do that in every case, ladies and gentlemen, unless you come up with called a double digit. Double digit is referred to in this particular circle as a master number. That would be 11, 22, 33, 44. Depends on who you talk to. Some people say 33 and 44 are not master numbers. They say the only master numbers are 11 and 22. Depends on who you're talking to, though, but, you know. I don't know why people got to store stuff, but it is what it is. Granted, I'm seeing 11. I talked to you guys about, you know, living your year from your date of birth until the day of birth before the day before your birthday the next year, instead of January 1st to December 31st. You break your years down and things like that. You understand patterns that are actually going on in your life. Ladies and gentlemen, if what I'm saying to you, that only not only a year, but it like in 9-year increments, I'm up under a vibration of 1147. Now, the tripped out part about that is I'm up under for the next less than eight years now. I'm up under a master vibration of 4711. I hit this mark when I turned 47. I find this out right before I turn 47. There is no mistakes made, ladies and gentlemen. But when I first got on to numerology, I was under the impression that by my date of birth that I was a double digit, which was a 33, which is the master teacher, master healer vibration. But when I came across the book, when I got back to Detroit, it's called Numerology and the Divine Triangle. Great book. If you ever want to get into some stuff about, find out some stuff about you, the inner workings of you, that is a great book, ladies and gentlemen. Great book. Now, it actually, the way I was adding it up, it was telling me that I was normally, the way I'm doing Friday's book, I was wrong. So I went from being a 33 to what's called a 42.6. It's still a vibration of 6. It's just different variations of that particular vibration. Each numerical vibration has 9 variations of it. You know, again, 9 is a very, you know, if you really ask me, 9 is the actual master number. But me calling on the show, this gentleman, his name is Dax. On the angelic gram, Dax and Suzanne does the tarot. Dax and Suzanne. But Dax was, has done, what he does, he uses a numerology software. And you know, the way it was set up, you know, I'm talking about Pythagorean way. I was like, I was cool with being the 42-6, you know. But turns out, I need to actually vibrate to that 33-6. I was under the impression I was doing incorrectly. Which I have no problem with, obviously. I have no problem with doing. Which brings me to, I believe that something, or we might call it something from the angelic realm, if you would, is communicating with me to do what I do. You know what I'm saying? I have a renewed sense of purpose in what I'm doing right now, as far as, you know, on one in the spirit. So yeah, I mean, I got a lot of clarification on some stuff. Like I said, if something's trying to communicate me, it's gonna catch me. It's just the nature of it. You feel me? So, hey, go ahead and give him a call. Give him a ring, because you know the act is called Angelic Rams Radio. That's a good show. You know, again, thank you, Miss KDB. That's a good look. But see, even though I'm saying thank you to KDB, that's just the way that my higher self found a way to lead me to that particular. Because I told you, I told y'all, man, hey, me and Sleep was good to go. We still partners, but I'm wide awake right now, boy. But then again, I got that. You know, I was telling you guys, I got that. My energy drinks and my multivitamin. So now even I work out in the morning before I go to sleep. So you know, even you know, it's a good look. So I'm able to get up a little bit more. I'm a little bit more rested when I do sleep. You know what I'm saying? So it's a help. You know, that said, you know, ladies and gentlemen, my Friday show, even I've allowed, I should say, it take me anywhere. I've just allowed it, and it took me in directions it shouldn't have taken me, which is to say, there's a certain direction I would like to go with the Friday night show. Now the Sunday shows are a little bit more easier for me. Because I've actually lived that, you know what I'm saying? Understanding the law of attraction when I got back onto it. And again, I actually got a hold of that through network marketing. And you know, that's not something. So I never made a lot of money. A lot, I made some. I've never made a whole lot of money like some people you hear about in network marketing. But with what I've gotten in that stead, there's no amount of money that can replace what I've taken from this thus far in that particular industry. There's no amount of money. You know what I'm saying? Case in point, when I decide to do it, you know, when I chase it, the law of attraction, if you bring it to you, you don't go chase it. You feel what I'm saying? When I decide that I want to do that, that's coming, bam, and it's already in play. You know what I'm saying? There are things that come together in two different avenues that will actually mend themselves as one. The universe is usually looking to bend over backwards to adapt to what it is you want it to do. It's trying to get you to do that because, honestly, you are an outward manifestation. Physical is nothing but an outward manifestation of spirit. You feel me? And I'm going to talk a little bit more on that on some deeper levels because, you know, I went on and made the decision. Like, hey, I watched the master teacher, master healer vibration. You know what I'm saying? I had backed up at like 42-6, son. It's all good. So, you know, it's all gravy, ham, and steaks, either way you look at it, you know. It was kind of cool, M33, you know, you're in that circle. What's your vibe, 33, son? You know, a little bit more, you know, a little bit more street cred, if you would. But I'm going to go on and rock that, you know, because I get to the point. Well, let me tell you something. Most of my family and friends do not listen to the show as far as I'm concerned. I know. Might be some people who, like, just don't want to let me know. You know, they'll listen, but don't want to let you know. It's weird. Don't ask me how that actually works, but somehow or another it works in that way. Now, damn, I have a glass, man. It does that, but I'm not upset with this. Again, this is a show where you're the cause and I'm the effect. I'm glad to be of service to the whole. You see what I'm saying? Of being, doing what I do. And actually, the stuff that goes through my head, I used to think to myself, oh, like, you know what, people ain't following me. But you don't actually, it's like when Jesus would do what he was doing, but you notice Jesus, for the most part, spoke in parables, at least in the Orthodox Bible. Now, if you're looking at Gnostic scripture, or if you're looking at, say, the Aquarian Gospel of Jesus the Christ, it's a little bit more, it's a little bit different from that perspective. But now, looking at it, you don't just speak. I you know what I'm about to say? I'm just quoting something. You understand? It wasn't me. You feel me? I ain't in my way to be talking what I'm about to say. I don't insult people like this. But now I understand that concept of do not cast your pearls amongst the swine. Again, I'm not calling nobody swine. That's what the scriptures say. I'm just a people, but I understand this now. Because I used to try to tell people, man, and people just couldn't understand what the hell I would be talking about. You would be telling me a situation, and I'd just start kicking knowledge and wisdom. And people would sometimes get offended with me. I understand this concept now. Moreover, I got to the point for, like, why the hell am I hanging out with you? I talk and I think a certain way. I'm not adapting what I do for what somebody else is talking about. I just got to that point. Man, damn, man. Why am I hanging around? You don't even know what the hell I'm talking about. But you want me to talk about something I'm clearly like, I mean, what the hell are you even going through that BS for? You feel what I'm saying? My point is, like, if you don't understand what I have, why the hell do I got to sit and listen to what the hell you talking about? I know that sounded harsh right now, but I'm just you. Can I keep it 100? Can your man keep it 100? And so I'm going to keep it 100. I'm going to take that as a yes. Yeah, you. Why, you know what I'm saying? It's, I can't even feel like going into it, but, you know, I'm just keeping 100 with you, my people. Now, what I'm talking about is things I talk about. The connectivity is right there. When I say most of my family and friends do not listen to this, I have a cousin, what up, Julie, who always shares my link whenever that hits the social media sites. And I'm actually learning ways now, back talking to some of these other shows, how to, you know, get your own website and further the platform. I mean, it's coming. You know what I'm saying? But when I say most of my friends and family don't listen, somebody listens to this. And I accept that. I've always have accepted it. That's why I'm saying I don't get upset when my family and friends don't listen to the show. You know what I'm saying? It's okay. Because though there's a couple of thousand of you who actually listen to this show, I only have, as far as the last I checked, I only have 11 followers. And whenever they listen to the show, whenever they listen, I know about it because the dad sort of let me know, and that's not even that often. You know what I'm saying? That said, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know who you actually are, but what I do kick is me. You know what I'm saying? It's what flows through me, and I'm just simply sharing that. You know what I'm saying? So really, you know, Friday night hangout, February 19th. It's the 19th, right? Yeah, it's the 19th. Yeah. Anyway, let me check that out. You know, working at night, you can get confused at what day it is. I check that every now and again. Yeah. Anyway, Friday night hangout, ladies and gentlemen. Now, I did say in the show's description that I would like to start getting more into the Law of One series. Oh, man, let me tell you something. The Law of One, actually, when I started kicking it, actually, the inception of the Friday night show back in March, damn it, 2 years ago, that I started the Friday night show. Wow. Next month. Anyway, the Friday night show, the inception, was actually meant to be from a book, so a few books by a gentleman named Guy Steven Needler. Beyond the Source, books 1 and 2, were to be the main focus of it. And I've talked about that a little bit a couple of times. And there were, and then, you know, of course, the History of God, which I'm looking at right there on the nightstand next to my bed. The History of God, the story of the beginning of everything. And the most recent book he's written, which is called The Origin Speaks. But somehow or another, I started talking to you guys about the hidden hand, the dialogue with the hidden hand of the Illuminati. You know, when it starts talking about the infinite one seeking to know itself and all this kind of stuff. In that dialogue, it's some kind of chat room thing with somebody called Above Top Secret. In that particular form, there are. In that particular forum, I should say, excuse me, there was something, you know, even with, when you're talking about the infinite one, intelligent energy, infinite intelligence, energy, anything of this nature, I did not know that I'm talking about the Law of One, actually, technically speaking. I had never seen this book. I'd heard it briefly a couple of times, maybe. How I actually got on that book is, again, a little bit less than a year ago. I was actually in something else. There's back in the days when I would leave home like mad early, go get some stuff together, get into Starbucks, and get, you know, what I want to do done. In that same token, ladies and gentlemen, I was listening to a book called The Synchronicity Key. Now, that should just tell you something right there. Synchronicity Key. I'm talking about synchronicity. And it started, that's actually how it started. He started talking about, Mr. Wilcox started talking about a lot of things, talking about the, you know, Law of One. So I decided, you know, look up the Law of One. Of course, there's a five book series. And what, you know, y'all know me. I'll have read a book and never bought it. Excuse me. I will have read a book and have never bought it. I'm talking about like in a Barnes and Noble. I'm not like talking about going to get it from a library or something. But I actually looked it up on Amazon. There wasn't audio, but again, wouldn't you know? I don't know if it's my phone, ladies and gentlemen. That's some BS right here, man. This is just dropping calls. It's just a good thing I happen to just look up and see my phone. Man, that's some BS, man. No. Wait, it is what it is. Anyway, wouldn't you know, YouTube is great for that stuff. You know, the YouTube is great for having put stuff in you in form that you would never know. It's there. So I actually got into it, you know, because a lot of times I don't have that time, you know, situations just draw me in areas, man. So, you know, it's like, hey, buddy, you know. That said, I did get into it, and then wouldn't you know, it starts to talk about a lot of things. Now, the last time I was able to get a good show in on the Friday Night Hangout, ladies and gentlemen, and forgive me just now for those who don't know, for some reason my call just dropped. Oh, man, I don't know if it's the phone or not, man. I'm kind of suspect about this phone. Might be time to fire you, can, folks. I don't know. Anyway, I don't know. I got man Barnes, though, man. I shouldn't be dropping calls. Anyway, the law of one, ladies and gentlemen, is really, really deep. But, you know, last time I did a good show, I was talking about some things like out of the origin speak, where I'm speaking to the effect of event space. It was a dialogue between Guy and the origin. Now we're talking about way before, and this is pre Genesis 1:1. You know what I'm saying? I love going, man. Yeah, for some reason, a lot of things that I do actually lead me to the law of one, not the law of one, to Genesis, the first chapter. I don't know how that. I honestly don't. I don't know. With you, how that even actually happens like that, but. It goes like that. But this embodiment, like, actually, I was able to do that particular same thing and even start talking about the same thing a couple of days later on the Sunday show on the Law of Attraction, because it talks about potentialities and things of this nature, which is what it actually talks about in the dialogue with Hidden Hand of the Illuminati, which I actually have up right now in another window. Now, I'm going to go back real quick. Let me go ahead and read this. You know, I don't really like reading it to you, but I got to do it for you. In the beginning, there is the infinite one. This is the source of all, intelligence, infinity. It is the undifferentiated absolute. Within it is unlimited potential waiting to become. Think of it as the uncaused block of your Tao's tradition. Infinite intelligence, becoming aware of itself, seeks to experience itself, and the one infinite creator is born or manifest. This appears to your third density comprehension. Notice that you got to be on that right there, though. Your third density comprehension as space. In other words, that's where your conscious is. If you're listening to me right now, that's where your conscious is. You feel me? So, you're the third density comprehension of space. In effect, the creator is a point of focus, infinite consciousness or awareness into intelligence, infinite intelligent energy. You know, I was talking about it a few seconds ago, right? The one infinite creator, also becoming self-aware, seeks to experience itself as creator, and in doing so, begins the next step down in the creational spiral. Now, let me pause right there for the cause. What I'm speaking of is, you weren't just born, ladies and gentlemen. Parents had sex, and you know, pop shot you out the womb. I shot you out the shaft, and you know, mom created and just stated you in the womb. It's a lot more complex than that. A whole much, a whole much lotter, gooder. I mean, I don't know what I'll be going to say right now, but it was more than that. Much more than that, ladies and gentlemen. You being on this, me being on this plane of existence, in this physical, where you can see, you can smell, you can taste, you can hear, you can physically feel. You are creating. You are at that point of the creational spiral, the next step down in the creational spiral. Now, there's a lot more that goes into that. It's not what you might call complicated. But that boat, you know, it's not. I would say this too. Just because you're on a physical plane does not mean that those things of the higher plane are actually more greater. You remember, we have to come to the realization that all is one. It's the reason this show is called One in the Spirit, the interconnectedness of all things. You are, if you understand what they were talking about in Hermetic teachings, one of them is called the law of polarity. Now, if you take cold and you take heat, at the extremely hot, it's extremely cold. They're the same thing. They're just simply opposite spectrum of that same thing. You see what I'm saying? Even though you're cold, it's still that. So it's the same thing with that. Whether you're the higher self or the lower self, you're just simply you just find your consciousness, I should say, your awareness, your individuality, a certain point that you're aware of. But the true illusion is that you actually left something, that you're outside of it, when you actually are a part of that same thing. The one infinite creator, in focusing its infinite intelligence, becomes intelligent energy, which you could call the great central sun, and divides itself into smaller portions of itself. There we go. That can then in turn experience themselves as creators or central sun. In other words, each central sun or creator is a step down in conscious awareness or distortion from the original thought of creation. So, in the beginning was not the word, but thought. The word is thought expressed and made manifest as creator. Being, there is unity. Unity is all there is. Infinite intelligence and infinite energy. The two are one. And within them is the potential for all creation. It's going to make some sense in a few seconds. This state of consciousness could be termed as being. Yeah. You make sure, man, I'm still on hold, though, yo. I'll do that. Mess around, you know, drop the call again. That's just foul, man. What's going on, man? Where we at? Now, remember, infinite intelligence does not recognize its potential. It is the undifferentiated absolute. Remember that word, undifferentiated. But infinite energy recognizes the potential of becoming all things in order to bring any desired experience into being. Intelligent infinity can be likened to the central heartbeat of life. And infinite energy as the spiritual lifeblood or potential, which pumps out for the creator to form the creation. When we talk about infinite, intelligent infinity and infinite energy. Remember, one doesn't recognize, but the other does. Oh, wait, that's a little bit more deep. I ain't even gonna go there. Go here. Now, The creation is based upon three primary distortions of the infinite one. The first one being, number one, free will. In the first law, or distortion of creation, the creator receives the free will to know and experience itself as an individuated, though paradoxically unified aspect of the one. Now, I went there because I was, for some reason, this came to me a little earlier today. Like when I was getting off this morning, it came to me, I recognized it. Just flow with me. Where am I there? Let me go back up a little bit. Give me a few seconds, ladies and gentlemen. I'll raise this coffee because it's good. Go back to that dude. Let my computer be doing crazy stuff. But somebody gave it to me, so I ain't tripping. Now, what they were doing, they were in the Law of One. I'm reading from the Law of One. I'm in section 51. It's called the Raw Material. I forgot the institute who actually published this book. I'll get that for you next time. But I'm in session 51. Now, the question is, now, the Ra group was actually channeling through, I think it was a lady at this time. I think from the sense that I get, there were a couple of channels, a couple of instruments that they were using to come through because the energies that were coming through them were actually a little bit more distorted. You know, I mean, it took a lot for them to do it, I could say. So, I just saw it again, 11, immediately after the death. Now, we're talking about a questioner. Is immediately after death of the physical, after the death of the physical body, primary activated body is the indigo. And you stated that it is the form maker. Form maker. Why is that so? Now, this is, and they, every time they answer them, they always, I am Ra. it's all kind of cool on the audiobook on YouTube. Check it out. It's from on the channel called Mappy Moose. I think it's called Mappy, M-A-F-F-E-Y or M-A-F-F-Y. One of them two. Anyway, this will be the last full query of this session of working. The indigo body may be seen to be an analog for intelligent energy. Now, remember, I was just talking about intelligent energy and the hidden hand with the Illuminati. That's what I was just reading from. Let me make sure I'm still on here real quick. No, I didn't do it. There we go. Still up there. Cool. It is in microcosm, the logos. Now, let me stop there. Actually, I was looking for this a little while ago. I couldn't find it. It found me just now. I guess it's time to be talking about it now. The logos. I said that for a reason. Let me go back to something real quick. I'm going to go back to the hidden end with the Illuminati. Where I was talking about something. Where is it? It's not there. Was it right there? Give me a couple of seconds. I know it's right here. I'm not gonna let you down. I'm looking for something. We're talking about that logos again. The logos. Intelligence becomes intelligent energy, rises to smaller portions that can then in turn experience as creators. In other words, each sense of smell and creator that step down conscious awareness or distortion from the original thought of creation. So, in the beginning was not the word. That was what I was looking for. In the beginning was not the word, but thought. The word is thought expressed and manifest as creator. Now, remember, the word became flesh, right? Scripture says this in 1 John, in the third chapter of St. John. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was God. The Word was with God. The Word was God. I don't know if I'm saying that correctly, but, you know, it's pretty much those three. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. The Word was God. Now, the original version of that, ladies and gentlemen, as I understand it, and I fully, if I'm wrong about this, let me know. The original version of this, ladies and gentlemen, actually says of that scripture. If you know anything about anything, you already know that that scripture, if you know anything about anything, you know the scripture has always, it's not always appeared as we know it now. It's existed in a certain form. And there's a reason for that, though. There's a definite reason for that. The reason for that is because it fit at certain time periods of, you know, what we call the time-space continuum. But the original version of that does not say the word, does not say in the beginning with the word. It actually says in the beginning with the logos. So if you understand what this is saying right here, in the beginning was not the word, but thought. Matter of fact, where is that book at? I can show you exactly what I'm talking about real quick. Let me pull this out real quick. Give me a couple of seconds, ladies. This is from a book. Oh, there it is, looking right at me. You always know, man. Sometimes my stuff always works, bro. Here we go. Back in the fifth chapter, I'm talking about, in the beginning was the word. Was not the word, but thought. Geometry of manifest consciousness. That's that lick right there. Boom, 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 boom. Parallel verses. They understand the concept of universal bodies and even doubles. But look at the task. Yes, yeah, in here. Now I'm coming from a book called. Oh, I got it. Came right to it. I'm coming from a book called The Cosmos of Soul by a lady named Patricia Corey. This is a channeled work by somebody with child, or she was channeling some Syrian. Now it says, consider the sea of material universe. Consider the sea of the material universe as a physical body, or rather, the manifestation of matter as constructed from the consciousness, from the conscious will, that's that word, the conscious will of prime creator. As quantum physicists finally have acknowledged, the source of matter is consciousness. That is, your scientists are now beginning to understand how matter forms when quantum waves are activated by consciousness. The prime mover, thought, defies the speed of light. And it is only when it slows to that velocity that matter is potentiated. See, that's that potentiation thing again. Remember, if you go back up in here, we were talking about, I was just reading from a book. Now, I am back up in the dialogue with the hidden hand. In the beginning, there is the infinite one. It is the source of all intelligent infinity. It is the undifferentiated absolute. Within it, unlimited potential waiting to become. Think of it as the uncarved block of your Taoist tradition. Now, if I skip down a little bit, let me make sure my phone didn't drop again. Now we good. So in the beginning was not the word, but thought. The word is thought expressed and made manifest as creator. Now, go back here. The prime mover, I'm back in quantum, cosmos of soul. The prime mover thought defies the speed of light, and it is only when it slows to that velocity. That means thought slowed down to the light of speed. So there was something, you know, faster than light, if you would. In a sense, then, when it slows to that velocity, that matter is potentiated. So, in the beginning was not thought. In the beginning was not the word, but thought. The word is thought expressed and made manifest as creator. Remember, what is the creator? According to this, remember, what did it say? In the beginning, there is the infinite one. This is the source of all intelligent infinity. It is the undifferentiated absolute. Now, if you go down here, infinite intelligence does not recognize its potential. It is the undifferentiated absolute. But infinite energy recognizes the potential of becoming all things. See, one I'm recognizing, one I'm didn't. In order to bring any desired experience into being. Now, go back up one, what's called it? There is unity. Unity is all there is. Infinite intelligence and infinite energy. The two are one. And within them is the potential for all creation. This state of consciousness could be termed as being. Now, go back down into the next sentence right here. In order to bring any desired experience into being, potential being, where we were going like that. Now, why am I even talking about all that right there? I'm about to wrap it in a little bit. That is to say, all the stuff we're going to be talking about, the Book of Enoch, the Lost Book of Enki, angel manifestation, all of that stuff. We started with all of this, ladies and gentlemen, the physical body, the pre-Genesis 1 and 1, Genesis the first chapter, all that kind of stuff. Set it up to see why the things manifested, why that potential potentiated as it did. Let me go back over. It was something I wanted to bring out over here in the Law of One, Nick. Let me finish that up right quick. Remember, intelligent energy. Let me go back to the beginning. The indigo body may be seen to be an analog for intelligent energy. It is in microcosm the logos. That's why I have to go back over there and make that point. Now, right now, how many doctors am I actually talking about right now? One, two, three, four, about five doctors right now. I think maybe even four. I don't know for sure. I had to count real quick. I'm on that flow right now. It is the logo. So in there it says, in the beginning was not the word, but thought. Thought, the prime mover, slows to the light of speed and becomes that which is potentiated. Now, in the beginning, we're talking about the scripture, talking about the Bible. In the beginning was the word. The word was God and the word was with God. That does not originally say the word. Originally it says the logos. Well, I have to bring that up. The intelligent energy of the mind-body-spirit complex, totality, draws its existence from intelligent infinity. Here's those things, intelligent energy. I'm in the Law of One right now. Intelligent energy, intelligent infinity, or the creator. Remember the source of all? This creator is to be understood both in macrocosm and microcosm to have, as we have said, two natures. The unpotentiated infinity of which is intelligence. This is all that there is. Now, I'm just putting it out there. These are just connections out, I've seen them. So I'm just sharing it. That's all it is. Free will has potentiated both the creator of us all and ourselves as co-creators with intelligent infinity, which has will. Let me go back over here real quick. Let me go back to the Hidden Hand with the Illuminati. I'm in the dialogue with Hidden Hand with the Illuminati. Just read that for you real quick. The creation is based upon three primary distortions of the infinite one. Number one, free will. Number two, law. Love. And number three, light. But let me just read free will right now. In the first law, or distortion of creation, the creator receives the free will to know and experience itself as an individuated, though paradoxically unified aspect of the one. Bing! Now, let me go back over here. But we're reading it. The creator is to be understood both in macrocosm and microcosm. Again, I'm back in the law of one now. To have, as we have said, two natures, the unpotentiated infinity. Let me read that again. The unpotentiated infinity, which is intelligence. This is all that there is. Free will has potentiated both the creator of us all and ourselves as co-creators with intelligent infinity, which has will. This will may be drawn upon by the indigo or form-making body and its wisdom used to then choose the appropriate locus and type of experience with this co-creator or the logos you call so carelessly a person will take. Now, see what this thing makes me say.
It's wisdom used for them to choose the appropriate locus.
Now, I'm about to let it go because I was just simply trying to set that up for you. I'm not talking to myself here. Bing, we good. Now, I go send it out one more time. I'll let it go to set that up because I find the stories in and of themselves. You know, we're gonna get into some stuff like. You know, like I was saying, the angels, all of that stuff that's connected. There's some stuff in, say, like cosmic memory, where we talk about the formation of man. We talk about all of these bodies and stuff like that. That's the stuff I'm messing with right there. Now, before I let you guys go, ladies and gentlemen, I let you know you may be listening to this live. I think a lot of you guys listen to this live with the link. Now, I don't know for sure. I don't know for sure, but man, I love it. Get on that. I don't know for sure, ladies and gentlemen, but what are you talking about? I don't know. I forgot what I was going to say right then, but anyway. Oh, yeah, I don't know for sure, but you may be listening to this show, you may be listening to it live. You may be listening live. You may be listening via the link. You may have actually called in the calling number if you'd like to speak on the show or be heard. You know, it's recorded. Don't be scared. It's all good. Nobody biting over here. Area code 646-787-1879. But you may actually have called in. I'm not for sure. I think you can actually hear you, see you there if you'd like to speak. But press 1. I'm learning this from other shows. But like tonight, nobody called in, at least not to my knowledge. Nobody called in, so I don't know. But you can listen live to the link. And of course, go to www.blogtalkradio.com/oneinthespirit. That'll be the O-N-E variety of One in the Spirit. And then actually talks to you about, I mean, you can actually listen to any show I've ever done. I don't know, I lost count. I just, when I hit 100, I just like, oh man, 100. Wasn't trying to keep track. I've just done that many shows. Again, it's a show where you're the cause and I'm the effect. Thanks for giving me something cool to do. But before I go, let's just let you know, it might take maybe a week, maybe another week to set it up. But, you know, listening to another show, I got recharged and doing what I'm doing right now. So, yeah. It just might take me another week to set it up, but with the stuff we're going to get into, you know, talking about Atlantis, Lemuria, the different formations of the races. And I'm not talking about black, white, Chinese, stuff like that. Though even that actually has a place in what I'm talking about on the Friday Night Hangout. I'm talking about, like, the races of mankind. We're right now, technically speaking, we are in the fifth root race. It's called the Aryan root race. There are two to come after this one, where the humankind is evolving, going through everything, and it's a beautiful thing, trust me. Well, you definitely want to ride with me on that. That said, I had to set you up, though, so you would actually understand where we were going, you know, again. But then join me on Sunday, 11 o'clock, I think, for the Law of Attraction show on Sunday, and let's get this thing popping. With that said, ladies and gentlemen, I'm your host, Vaughn Roberts. It's been a pleasure being of service to you. Catch me on Sunday. Again, check me on the archive show, www.blogtalkradio.com/oneinthespirit. That is the O-N-E variety of one, not the number one. And I catch you when I catch you. I'm chucking them deuces. One.